Forrest Cole spent the past dozen or so years overseeing timber sales, habitat restoration, and other agency efforts in southeast Alaska. Before that, he worked in other positions around the Tongass. As forest supervisor, he's headed up several revisions of the Tongass Land Management Plan, which charts the course of the forest. And he's been a key player in the timber industry as it's shrunk and searched for new directions. So, why retire now?
Well, it's time. I made some commitments to get a few projects out, and those have come around. And it's going to be at a point in time when the forest plan amendment that we're working on is fully up and running. People will be in place. And it's time for somebody else to see if they can do something different that we couldn't get done the last 10 years.
Part of that's mapping the transition from logging old trees to cutting younger ones. Cole says that's been a long-time goal. It's picked up steam in the past few years, with a deadline handed down by national officials. Critics say he hasn't moved fast enough. Environmentalists, including Larry Edwards of Greenpeace, hope his departure signals a new direction for the Tongass.
I think it's long past time for a change, and we get a lot more change on the Tongass even than what's being discussed here at the TAC meeting.
He's referring to the Tongass Advisory Committee, which met last month in Juneau. It's charged with helping the Forest Service make the transition to young growth. Others are sorry to see Cole go.
I think he's been sort of a defender of the industry and a good person to sort of balance all the critical values in the Tongass.
Wade Zammit is former CEO of the Sea Alaska Timber Corporation and an industry representative on the Tongass Advisory Committee. Cole will retire in April. His boss, regional forester Beth Pendleton, says he was not pressured to leave.
He is retiring after 40-plus years of service.
Does his departure in any way signal a change in Tongass policy or management?
You know, it does not.
The Tongass is the nation's largest national forest at about 17 million acres. Most of southeast Alaska is within its borders. Cole began his Forest Service career almost 42 years ago in northern Arizona.
When you started, did you ever have any idea you'd be doing this long?
No. In fact, our goal coming to Alaska was to spend 2 years and go home.
And what kept you here?
Oh, the country and the people and the resources and the work and a host of things. It's been quite enjoyable. I've found everything that I was looking for and intend to stay here after retirement.
Cole, who's headquartered in Ketchikan, says he'll head to Petersburg, where he has a house and a boat. He says he looks forward to having more time to hunt and be with his family, including 7 grandkids. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.